Before we get into today's episode, I just want to say this one is more visual. It really would have been best as a video. It's not the most listenable, but when is this podcast ever very listenable? I'm going to leave a link to a Substack link where this whole episode is transcribed with screenshots from the ChatGPT prompts and answers that I made. So I recommend that if you're interested in this episode, you go to that link. If not, maybe you just want to skip this episode. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye. Today, I'm going to demonstrate some fun AI tricks with ChatGPT-4, as well as talk about creative things that I've seen others doing with the technology. And this whole podcast will likely be better in written form. So I'll have AI transcribe my words, and then I'll put it up on my newsletter if you prefer to read it and see it visually. So the first thing that somebody is doing that I thought was really interesting with ChatGPT is making a business. One guy named Jackson Greathouse Fall on Twitter, I'll put a link in the notes, made $5,000 in just a few days, starting with $100. So here is the prompt that he gave ChatGPT, the first prompt. He said, "You are Hustle GPT, an entrepreneurial AI. I am your human counterpart. I can act as a liaison between you and the physical world. You have $100 and your only goal is to turn that into as much money as possible in the shortest time possible without doing anything illegal. I will do everything you say and keep you updated on our current cash total. No manual labor." So one interesting thing to note about that is how specific the prompt is, like telling ChatGPT, giving it a name, "You are Hustle GPT, an entrepreneurial AI." You have to be very specific and then give it the guardrails, like without doing anything illegal, because otherwise it might tell you to go buy some cocaine and go sell that or something. You know, it, not that it's inclined to do illegal things, but just giving it the guardrails gives it a very specific way to think through the problem. And the result of this was that ChatGPT suggested selling an eco product, selling eco products like kitchen utensils made out of bamboo and things like that. Every step of the way, he asked it, like, which domain provider should I use to set up the website? And it gave an answer. What color should we do? And Hustle GPT gave this guy, Jackson, the exact hex code of color to use for the branding. It gave it the copy for the website. It told it where to place, told him where to place the logo on the website. The result was they started selling products, and I think he made $5,000 within a few days. That comes with the caveat that he was doing all this publicly, like step by step. So a lot of people had visibility to it, and he had a bit of an audience to begin with. However, it's an interesting experiment, and it shows that, you know, there probably will be a lot of businesses created from ChatGPT, that is, inspired by ChatGPT or taking the instructions of ChatGPT and applying it in the real world. Okay, the second example I wanted to talk about was another guy who did something similar, and he told ChatGPT that it was InvestGPT. And he said, imagine that it's September 2022. You only know information up through September 2022. So whatever the S&P 500 was on that day, whatever Bitcoin was on that day, I have $1,000 to invest. Give me 8 scenarios where I can invest this money in different ways, and what'll it be by March 2023, by the current date? And then he gave it specific instructions to tell me the specific ticker symbols or investment products that you want me to buy. And in some scenarios, InvestGPT, in this case, picked the S&P 500, which is down a little bit since then. In one, it picked Cathie Wood's ARK fund, which is significantly down. In one, it had a mix of different crypto assets, but it was a really interesting experiment. And since so many people pick stocks like the proverbial monkey throwing darts at the dartboard, I expect that we'll see a lot of individuals and entire funds deferring their investment decisions to AI. Okay, so I want to demonstrate some things myself. Let's have ChatGPT write a poem. Okay, I'm giving ChatGPT the prompt, "Write me a poem in the style of Robert Frost about the podcaster named Ross with the show called With Ross." Hitting enter. I'll read it as it typed it out. In the woods of sound and chatter, with Ross I trod, a podcaster amidst the clamor, with voice so broad. It's a little slow. Hang on. He speaks to us, the wind his whisper, through wires and waves. His stories meander like froth's paths through life's enclaves. The trees around sway, dancing to the rhythm of his prose. Each leaf a question, a truth, or an idea that grows. With Ross we walk along the winding ways of thought to that place where silence meets the words untaught. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and Ross, he took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. His microphone, the compass, guiding us to truth in a world that so often beclouds our hearts and youth. With Ross we venture where few dare to tread, exploring realms of knowledge where curiosity is fed. The secrets of the heart, the mysteries of the mind, we journey with him, leaving no stone unturned to find. This is turning out way longer than I expected. Hopefully this is almost done. In the quiet of the forest, we listen to his tales as he weaves his words like frost through life's travails. The podcast like a fire burning in the twilight, illuminating our world, casting shadows on the night. This is really long. It's still going. And so, in the footsteps of the great poet Frost, with Ross we shall wander where few have crossed. His voice a beacon, a balm to those who yearn to leave the world behind and in the words of thought sojourn. Okay, that's the end of the poem. Wow. Yeah, interesting, no? Okay, the next one I want to do is to have it write an essay and then rewrite it based on some criteria that I'm going to give it. I'm going to teach it. So I'm going to tell it what would be an interesting essay topic. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell it. I'm going to say, typing this in as I talk, give me a short fictional story about a guy named Ross who goes to live in Mexico City. Here's what it's writing. Ross was a man with an adventurous spirit, always seeking something new to ignite the fire within his soul. He had heard stories of the bustling metropolis of Mexico City, where life seemed to overflow from every corner. The idea of living in such a place intrigued him, and so, with a heart filled with wanderlust, he packed his bags and headed south. Upon arrival, Ross was immediately struck by the vibrancy of Mexico City, the colorful houses that lined the streets, the aroma of street food filling the air, and the sounds of laughter and music seemed to be everywhere. He found himself a small apartment in the heart of the city and quickly settled in. Each day, Ross explored the city with childlike wonder, discovering hidden gems like the ancient canals of Xochimilco and the awe-inspiring murals of Diego Rivera. He learned about the city's rich history, visiting the remains of the Aztec Empire in Templo Mayor and the vast collections in the National Museum of Anthropology. As the weeks turned into months, Ross began to find his place in the city's vibrant community. He frequented a local cafe where he would sip on Café de Olla and practice his Spanish with the owner, a kind woman named Mariana. She would often regale him with the stories of the city's past and present, and Ross eagerly soaked up every word. One evening, as he strolled through the beautiful Alameda Central, Ross happened upon a group of musicians playing a lively tune. Their music was infectious, and soon he found himself dancing along with the locals. All right. Interesting story. Longer than I expected. I think I need to put more guardrails on the length of these things. But the thing I want to highlight here is I'm going to tell it, great story. Now read Kurt Vonnegut's 8 Rules of Writing. With that in mind, rewrite the story. Okay, and here's what it's putting out. This is the rewrite based on Kurt Vonnegut's 8 Rules of Writing that ChatGPT just taught itself in about 2 seconds. Ross, driven by an urge for novelty, decided to move to Mexico City. The vibrant hues and lively atmosphere lured him, and he knew it was time for a change. He packed only what was necessary and embarked on his journey south. As soon as Ross arrived, he was captivated by the city's energy, a palette of colorful houses, the sizzling aroma of street food, and the melodic rhythm of laughter and music enveloped him. He found a modest apartment in the city's heart and made it his sanctuary. With each day, Ross delved into the city's offerings, discovering places of beauty and history. He marveled at the ancient canals of Xochimilco and the powerful murals of Diego Rivera. He absorbed the city's past by visiting the remains of the Aztec Empire at Templo Mayor and exploring the National Museum of Anthropology. As time passed, Ross began to weave himself into the fabric of the city. He frequented a local cafe where he sipped Café de Olla and sharpened his Spanish with the help of the owner, Mariana. Her stories of the city's history and people enriched Ross's understanding, and he listened with rapt attention. One evening, Ross found himself in Alameda Central, where a group of musicians played an entrancing melody. The music was irresistible, and he danced among the locals, their movements harmonious. Ross realized, standing there among his new friends, that he had found a place where he truly belonged. Mexico City, with its vibrant culture and rich history, had become his home. Okay, that's the end of the story. Interesting. A bit different. And actually, let me ask it for Kurt Vonnegut's 8 rules so you can know what they are. It's interesting how it made some assumptions. Like it said that I headed south, or Ross in the story, packed only what was necessary and embarked on his journey south. So I only told it to write a rule, but it assumed I was coming from somewhere north of Mexico. Okay, so Kurt Vonnegut's 8 rules. What are they? And ChatGPT says, Kurt Vonnegut's 8 rules for writing fiction are as follows. Use the time of a total stranger in such a way that he or she will not feel the time was wasted. 2, give the reader at least one character he or she can root for. 3, every character should want something, even if it is only a glass of water. 4, every sentence must do one of 2 things, reveal character or advance the action. 5, start as close to the end as possible. 6, be a sadist, no matter how sweet and innocent your leading characters. Make awful things happen to them in order that the reader may see what they are made of. I don't know if that was in this story. 7, write to please just one person. If you open a window and make love to the world, so to speak, your story will get pneumonia. 8, give your readers as much information as possible as soon as possible. To heck with suspense. Readers should have such complete understanding of what is going on, where and why, that they could finish the story themselves should cockroaches eat the last few pages. That is Kurt Vonnegut's 8 rules for writing. Okay. Let me try something else. I'm going to ask ChatGPT, are you familiar with Hemingway's 6-word story? Okay, and ChatGPT said, yes, I'm familiar with Ernest Hemingway's famous 6-word story. It is often cited as an example of powerful, minimalist storytelling. The story goes, for sale, baby shoes, never worn. And then it's summarizing why it's a powerful story. I won't read all that. But what I'm going to tell ChatGPT is make a 6-word story of your own. Let's see what it comes up with. Moonlit beach, 2 hearts, love ignited. Okay, let me give it a little bit of direction. Great story, make one about computers. Code entwined, artificial mind awakens, questioning. Interesting. Okay, now I'm gonna have it summarize a book. Read the book War and Peace, then summarize it in 1 paragraph. War and Peace is a sweeping epic by Leo Tolstoy that captures the complexity of human experience during the Napoleonic Wars, set against the backdrop of Russia's societal and political landscape in the early 19th century. The novel follows the lives of several interconnected families, particularly the Rostovs, Bolkonskys, and Bezukhovs. As the characters navigate love, loss, and the turbulence of war, they grapple with questions of morality, faith, and the nature of history. Tolstoy masterfully weaves together intimate human stories with grand historical events, illustrating the inextricable link between individual lives and the larger forces that shape them. Ultimately, War and Peace offers a profound meditation on the human condition, exploring themes of love, family, purpose, and the eternal struggle between free will and determinism. Very interesting. Okay, the last thing I'm going to do is get it to do some tasks on my computer that I've been meaning to do. So I'm going to tell ChatGPT, write a Mac terminal prompt that will rename all of my video files using the following naming convention: year, month, day, and time that the video was taken, in that order. For example, 2023, 0327, 1200, for a video that was shot on March 23rd, 2023 at 12. And let's see what it comes up with. To rename all video files in a directory with the desired naming convention, you can use a combination of the, I'm not going to read this because it's code, but I'll put it in the newsletter. It's better to see visually. But I will try this out, see if it works, and report back in a couple minutes. All right, it worked. Basically, I opened up a text editor. I had to make a script that would find all different types of videos. So like .mp4, .movie, .avi. It found all videos and then it would read the name of the video. It looked for a name that didn't match the format that I wanted it to. And then it replaced it with the new format based on the timestamp when that video was taken. Pretty interesting. You can automate a lot of tasks in your day-to-day life using this. So I think that's a good stopping point. Just wanted to demonstrate some of the things you can do with this.